Individual said that they changed their timeline. Okay, Lindsay, before we go any further, I want to run through more. Let's just run through the skeleton of your notes, and then we have time. We'll go back through more of the notes, and then on Wednesday we'll dissect more in depth in areas we didn't get to today. But we're already here in the last hour today. Tell us about the DVD, because I know you flesh out the points in the DVD, but people don't want to go crazy waiting for it. They should order it right now, but also then give us the skeleton of it point by point and go back over it. But tell folks how they get this three-part DVD.
Okay, new toll-free number. Please do not call my old toll-free number. Here, you have a pencil and paper. Write down my new toll-free number. We've got 7 operators standing by. Immediate shipping. We're not going to make you wait a week to a week and a half. I told them, I said, we've got to do this immediately. Here's the number. Toll-free number, 888-799-6111. Again, 888-799-6111. We give immediate shipping now. We don't make you wait a week and a half like we did before. 6 new DVDs, 6. 3 of them are the ones I did in studio this past week where I tell everything this man told me. Now, please, I beg of you to get them. We've done something new also. We're putting it all in one beautiful folder with a multicolor cover. You've never seen anything so attractive. You've got it all in one now and truly professionally done. I told these people, I said, we've got to get this message out. Okay, here we go. Let's go to the content of all of this. 2 years. Folks, put it down in your calendar. I beg of you. He said, he kept using the expression 2 years.
Well, hold on, Lindsay. You got to give the toll-free number out.
Say again?
Give the number out again.
Okay, the number is 888-799-6111. No one has ever gotten this material before. This Alex Jones Show is the first one I've ever been on. The first. 888-799-6111. 7 operators standing by. Please, my new 3 DVDs we did in studio in Kansas City this past week. Now, here's the content. Within 2 years... And he gives everything. Alex, I'm going to give you one expression, and we'll elaborate on this, too, later in this week. He kept using the expression, the devil's Messiah. Now, I know this, oh, my goodness, Alex, they have manipulated the churches as well as the pastors of America.
Hold on, Lindsay. You just dropped the bomb on me. Everything else you said we can see unfolding, and I believe he told you this. This guy then talked about the devil's Messiah with you?
This man, I was stunned.
What?
No wonder you're shaking.
Listen, folks, I'm talking to Lindsay during the break. His voice is shaking. You've never acted like this. What else did you learn? What the hell's going on here? Excuse me.
And that's exactly right, too. Just what you word. The word you used is exactly what's going to be going on. 2 years. 2 years, you will not recognize America. They're working through the pastors. They're working through the churches. When I get into this, I'm going to have to shame some pastors now. I have been a minister for 50 years. I'm 73 years of age. And, Alex, this man went into the subject of the devil's Messiah, the pastors of America and the churches, and how they're working through Homeland Security in relation to the deception of the pastors and the churches for pulling the people in. And he went on to talk about within 2 years they'll be able to fulfill everything they want to do. And that the elite have altered their timeline to the point they feel that they have completely got it made.
Stay there, Lindsay, long segment. I want you to just get those notes, read us the bullet points, and then we'll go back to the beginning, back to the Antichrist part. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On tomorrow, debunking the 9/11 debunkers, going over all the huge new developments on 9/11. But from 11:30 to 1, in the first 2 hours tomorrow, we're going to have part two of this. It's clear this information is too powerful. I believe that this high-level globalist, and I happen to know who it is, Lindsey didn't break his promise. I've been interviewing him so long, I know who the three CEOs were that he mentioned by name earlier, from the oil companies he worked at and for, and so then I've narrowed it down. But the point is that this is fitting in with all the other Bilderberg info we have. I believe Lindsey when he called and said he had inside knowledge 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, more than a year and a half ago, that it would go up to oil would go down to $50 a barrel and stay there for a year, and it did that. Incredible prediction. No one saw that coming. But then I noticed in our own Bilderberg coverage, it was a footnote from Jim Tucker and a footnote from Daniel Estulin that inside sources said Bilderberg was going to cut oil in half from 150 to below 70. That happened. So, again, people ask, how do I know what's credible? How do I know what's not? Well, number one, has somebody been accurate over and over again? Yes. Number two, does it fit in with all the other intel I have? Yes. Now, could they alter something maybe down the road if we get involved, if we speak up, if we say no? But America has capitulated. The United States has given in to tyranny. And once they know you've capitulated and will put up with anything, then that's when the real tyranny starts. All the tyranny and corruption we've seen is only the beginning. I was just shown a video of police in Milwaukee. A guy on a bike, the police say stop, try to taser him. The guy gets scared. The police run him over in the car, killing him, admitting they wanted to kill him. And then the police are heroes on the news. That's pure evil. Just like they rubber bullet people to death and they killed a guy in Seattle last year. The guy just comes outside from a store. They think he's another suspect. They come over. He gets scared by the cop, kind of turns. The cop knocks him up, hits the ground, kills him. The cops are on the TV saying, we don't care. We didn't do anything wrong. They've dehumanized us, and the police themselves are dehumanized. They just murder this guy and don't care. Stormtroopers of death, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the average cop is an evil person in and of themselves, but the mantle, the system, the training. Anyway, side issue. It's just God help us all. We are an evil nation. We are now being brought to judgment. Now, Lindsey Williams, you've always been credible. And I believe that this high-level retired executive who's almost died recently did spill his guts to you. Charlotte Iserby was the number two at Department of Education. She said they were planning year-round schooling a decade ago on this show. Everything she said is now coming true. She wrote a book the size of a Dallas phone book that we sell, by the way, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and it's mainly just documents. So I know this is their plan. Just like I read, they plan to ban most air travel. It's now mainstream news today. I knew they had face scanning and license plate reading stuff 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. So Charlotte Iserby's father, he was Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and always kind of laughed at her and her anti-New World Order stance. She was taking care of him while he was dying of cancer. And he would hear her doing radio interviews, and about a month before he died, he accepted Jesus. I know people don't like to hear this, but this is what got him to come out of his situation. And he cried and said, yes, basically, it's Satanism, and repented, and said, I wish I was well to go back and tell the other guys that they shouldn't be part of this. And I want to tell the police that. You've got time to turn back, but you are the army of Satan now. You, even if you don't believe in God, this is satanic. This is evil. What else do you call it? Now, Lindsey, I'm going to shut up because I got a few other things I got to cover, too. I said I intersperse some news. But you're back tomorrow. Thank God for that. But just do this. Go over the bullet points quickly. Then they got page after page, a prelude for tomorrow. But then go back to this guy saying how they've taken over the churches and the devil's. What was the term he used? The devil's.
Devil's Messiah.
The devil's Messiah. So, and at the elite level, they're all into Luciferianism. There's no doubt. That's been in their own documents. This is so insane, but it's real. Continue.
Alex and everybody out there in the listening audience, there positively, I must emphasize this, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. You've had Alex say this over and over and over. I'm punctuating it again right now. There's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. They are for real. They know what they're doing. They are able to accomplish what they want. They control Congress. They control the president. And by the way, they're having trouble with this president. Whenever I get, I think I'll probably save that for tomorrow. They did want McCain as president. And you know, I said that last year, and then somebody afterwards said, they didn't get McCain in. They really fluffed up, didn't they? Well, they did and they didn't. They're not divine. They think they are, but they aren't. And when they didn't get McCain in, they're having trouble. And this gentleman went on to tell me the trouble they're having with Mr. Obama. And they had some choice words. Oh, my gracious, I'd shake in my shoes if I was Mr. Obama right now, because the elite don't like his arrogance, pride, and some of the other things he's doing. Okay, let's get back to this. They do exist. This man told me what they're doing. You're right about the other gentleman who, on his deathbed, said, don't follow these people. They're positively elite years ago was to listen to their buzzwords. I'd like to read you a few buzzwords that this man used, and I want you to quickly, in your mind, think, what is the very first thing you think about whenever I give you these buzzwords? Now, these are his exact statements, and whenever I read you his buzzwords, I know how to understand them because I learned years ago to read between the lines, listen to their buzzwords, and then know what they're talking about. Okay, I'm going to read you his buzzwords, word for word, and then the first thing that pops in your mind that you think these buzzwords mean, here goes. Number one, war brought the country out of the Depression. The second buzzword, turmoil in the Middle East 2 years from now. The next buzzword, Iran's external enemy, Israel. I wrote these down as he was saying them. Another buzzword, crude oil will stay $70 to $50 until the next crisis in the Middle East. The next buzzword, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Now, what's the first thing that pops into your mind when you hear something like that?
Communism.
Yeah. I mean, total control and war. War. Listen to this. War brought the country out of the first one. Turmoil in the Middle East. Iran's external enemy, Israel. Crude oil. Stay there until the Middle East crisis, and they already have it planned. You remember back 2 years ago, Alex, and I said this on your show. He said, we don't want war with Iran. And here all of our battleships were lined up over in the Persian Gulf. They were on ready alert. Everything was right ready. The Air Force, man, we had nearly everything in the way of armament right over there in the Middle East, ready for something to take place in the Strait of Hormuz. And then this man told, and I was predicting it, as was most other talk show hosts, that we were going to have war with Iran in the very near term, and that was a year and a half ago. And this man said to me, we do not want war with Iran. I came on radio talk shows, and some of the talk show hosts got upset at me because they were saying we're going to have war with Iran. And I said, this man said, we don't want war with Iran right now. Now he turns around and he says, we've extended our timeline, and he says, here's the new timeline, and he says, Iran is in the picture, but it's in the picture for approximately 2 years from now. So I'm warning you, what we thought was going to take place a year and a half to 2 years ago, you've got it down the line 2 years from now, and it's going to break out and spread all over the world at the time it happens. And he used buzzwords that indicated to me that they have something definitely in the wind for that period of time. I'm just telling you what this gentleman says. Believe me, for 35 years, all I have ever done is voiced what the elite have told me. I'm just a little everyday sort of a guy. Believe me, I am not a prophet. But everything that these people have said for the past 35 years has taken place, and you can believe it. This is going to take place also.
Well, Lindsay, let's go back to this. Let's go back to this taking over the preachers and the devil's Messiah. What was he saying that was?
Well, we came around to how all of this is coming about. Whenever he said that within 2 years you'll be so broke you won't be able to rebel against America, against the elite, excuse me. America will not be able to rebel against the elite, and down to the fact that they have 2 years and the dollar basically will be a thing of the past, and inflation. Well, we went through all of these 2 years things, and naturally being a pastor, I went back at that point and said to him, I said, and I called him by name, I said, do you remember at Prudhoe Bay when Speedy Jones came to know Christ as the Savior? And how it literally turned Prudhoe Bay upside down. I thought I'd get him on this subject, and I really wasn't asking him for things in the religious world. But he said, Chaplain, I do remember that. He said, you were having 400, 450 men out to the worship service at Pump Station 1. And he said, yeah, Speedy Jones with Houston Constructors really did turn the North Slope of Alaska upside down. And he said, then he got on the subject of religion. I wasn't expecting him to do it, and he used the expression the devil's Messiah, and I asked him to kind of elaborate a little bit about what he was talking about, and he went into the details as to what they've done to the churches and the pastors of America and how he has got, they have gotten them to fall in line over a period of time from all the way back at 1965 and 1966.
All right, stay there, Lindsay. We're going to come right back in with the Devil's Messiah. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 19, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 10.53.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 10.82.93, 5.41.47 for a half ounce, or 2.70.73 for a quarter ounce. That's 10.82.93, 5.41.47, and 2.70.73.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair.
Makes me very angry to see humanity is good and decent, the average person is loving and has hopes and dreams, manipulated by the scientific dictatorship. Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. Lindsey, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but I want, so you said, you were just mentioning, hey, remember us on the North Slope, remember when one of the, you know, one of the heads of the big work groups became a Christian and everybody else was getting saved. He then launches in to the Devil's Messiah. Tell us what that means.
what Alex Jones says in his new DVD, and I haven't seen it yet, but Alex, I'm sure looking forward to it. I guarantee you that what this man told me is going to back up every single thing that Alex Jones says in his new DVD. He went into the subject, as Alex just suggested. He wants to keep me on the subject of the devil's Messiah. Have you been asked by your church and your pastor lately to fill out a form in which it asks very personal questions, and they say that they'd like it for the purpose of being able to know more about the people in the church?
Yes, it's happening everywhere.
You better be careful, folks. Did you realize that this is that Homeland Security has, oh, my goodness, I wish I had time to go on Homeland Security, but I can't.
No, you do. Go over it. Go. Just tell us.
That Homeland Security has actually requested of the pastors to get this information and to make it available to them at any such time that they might want it, and they ask personal questions, your salary, the number of people in your house, the number of computers you have, on and on and on. I attended a church. We just came back, as I mentioned to you. 3 months, I disappeared. Literally disappeared. I haven't done a single radio talk show up until today. Alex, I guess that's the reason I'm so excited, because I have a privilege of giving out what this man just told me, your show being the very first one. And I was in a church in the course of our travels, and this church asked the people to fill out this brochure, and I looked at it and I almost gagged. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's exactly what Homeland Security has requested of the pastors to be able to.
Hey, it's worse than that, Lindsay. We're the ones that broke 3 years ago on Genesis. Pastor Butch Paul did first. The clergy response team secret documents. Tell your flocks Roman 13. Tell them give their guns up. Tell them take forced inoculations. Tell them world government's good. Tell them to worship whoever the president is. Then it came out mainstream news that our documents were real. People couldn't believe it. Just Google clergy response teams. You can watch newscasts, everything, saying, yeah, we're getting you ready to go to the camps. They actually say the camps and how it's of the Lord to go to the camps. Very, very, like communist China or Russia using the churches. And then one of my friends brought me from Dripping Springs Big Baptist Church. They got ordered, you don't talk about politics with anybody at the church, even when you're eating dinner with them. You shut up and do what the government says. These are prison grids. You talk about devilish. Go ahead.
Please, folks, I beg of you, if you even attend any kind of church at all, I don't care what it is, please give my DVD to the pastors of your church. I beg of you. Now, we have put this in a beautiful folder. This is not like I used to do. Dorky, I know in the past we've had very dorky DVDs. Then not this time. I said the whole country has, this has got to be so attractive that everybody will want it. We put all six of them into one beautiful folder with a multi-color cover on the back and the front. You've never seen anything so nice. Anybody would want it. Give it to your pastor. I beg of you. He will actually look at this one and want it.
Okay, we're going to fire the number out, but here's my question. I know insiders leak info. Is he telling you this because he thinks there's nothing anybody can do, or is it because of his conscience believing he's going to die soon?
A little bit of both. I think he did it mainly because of his conscience, and I think he did it as he said. He said, you Americans, he said, you have fallen for every line, for every carrot we've put in front of you. You've swallowed hook, line, and sinker everything we have said. And they are laughing.
And he's telling you this because you were his pastor with the oil company, and he knows if you say you won't speak with the pastor, parishioner, you know, like the attorney-client privilege, that he knows he can put this out, you'll reach millions of people because you've already had the best-selling book 20 years ago about the oil in Alaska. I mean, is that why he gave you this information?
Understand, of course, that they do not have chaplains on pipelines. They've never known them any place in the world. The only time this has happened, to my knowledge, is on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I probably am one of the only people of his kind that has ever personally, man to man, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, day after day, been in the presence of this man, and it gained a sense of confidence.
I understand. You're like his counselor. Stay there, Lindsay. I want to come back and get into the Homeland Security, get into more of this religious stuff, because I want to hear his view on that when you brought it up, and then more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
I got some sponsors we need to thank. I said I'd get into carbon tax. I may have to do this at the beginning of the show tomorrow. It's just they're openly announcing they're going to not just tax you, they're going to make you get permission to travel. I mean, this is happening. I mean, it's worse than I thought. I mean, I knew that was down the road, but they're coming right out with it. It is so amazing. Lindsay will be on with us 30 minutes into the show tomorrow. Man, I've never heard him so speechless. We're going to go over all his list into more detail. During the break, he was just telling me more about what this guy was telling him about the world government religion. These people are out of their minds. I wanted to cover some economic news and also thank some of the sponsors. Acolablue.com, it's super high-quality atmospheric water generator, and the special deal ends today. It ends today at 5 or 6 o'clock Central. They're actually on the West Coast, but I know at 5 today it closes, so I guess it's 7 o'clock here, Central. And I guess it'll end at like 8 or 9 o'clock Eastern. The point is, acolablue.com, you can get a more than 20% off what it comes down to on their Cola Blue 28, their base unit that does 7.5 gallons a day, the one I have in the office in my home, acolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or give them a call at 1-800-691-6043. It grabs water out of the air. It's like a water cooler without the water bottle on the top. Has a nice computer readout on the front, stainless steel container. It holds it in, goes through 7 filters, acolablue.com. Continuing, diginet.net. In these insane times, everybody needs a hidden video camera. It's like when the cops run this guy over on this latest video that I'll play while Lindsay's talking. They kill him, and they run up and start confiscating all the cameras, everybody, threatening him. Just amazing. Everybody needs a diginet.net pin. They got hidden sunglasses, hidden pins, other systems. Diginet.net, diginet.net. It's got time and date stamp on it. So it's admissible in court. This is what all good people need to fight Big Brother with their own system. Diginet.net, because when they're in the wrong, they always say it malfunctioned. Diginet.net, or give them a call at 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681. Fabulous folks at diginet.net. And a lot of these videos are getting shot, like these National Guard videos of checkpoints popping up around the country being shot with diginet.net pins. Continuing, I want to thank eFoodsDirect.com for making today's show possible. eFoodsDirect.com. We now have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com, is the longest continually operating durable foods company in the nation. They have high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, and they have organic. They have purely organic food lines if you want them. Very inexpensive, super high-quality, recently, as in the last month, packaged here in the U.S., not a bunch of crud. This is who I trust, eFoodsDirect.com, big banners on InfoWars and Prison Planet, 800-409-5633. Don't wait anymore. Get prepared. We told you to get gold when it was $300 an ounce. It's $1,060 plus right now. We told you about firearms. They're coming after your guns. We're just giving you common sense. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. We're going to continue here. I want to go to Ted Anderson just for 3 minutes, and then we're going back to Lindsey Williams. But I wanted to get Ted on because gold is continuing to move up. It's up at an all-time record high again today. It's been up above 1,060. The writing is on the wall. They might hammer it back down again below 1,000, but then next time it'll go up to 1,100. And then down to 1,000 and 1,200 to 1,100, 1,300. These are the ceilings. Mainline experts on Bloomberg and CNBC are saying 2,000. I'm not saying that. But let me tell you something. I bought most of my gold. I don't have much, but I got some in a safety deposit box, you know, stuff like that. And I got a lot of silver. And that's also, people say, well, that's not safe either, a safety deposit box. Well, that's where I keep it, you know. The point is that you can go bury it if you want. The point here is that I'm not selling silver I bought at $5 an ounce and gold I bought at $300. I'm not selling it. It's insurance, folks. But for insurance, there's few things you invest in as insurance and then on top of it also as an investment, as one of the hottest investments. Paper is a fraud. The globalists are using paper they create to buy the world. Then they destroy their own paper, with us left holding the bag. I'm going to bring Ted up. Now, I haven't asked Ted yet today if he's run out of gold he bought at the $1,000 level and silver he bought at the $12 level. I know he told me last Friday when I bought another little bag of silver that he was almost out of that if I wanted any more. Because that's what I keep as my emergency nest egg and for this company to operate on. And more we try to keep money in the bank as operating capital. I'm trying to shift it out because who knows if that'll be there. We won't be able to operate here. We have huge overhead. The issue here is, that's why we're always also having sponsors on. You know, I'm not funded by the New World Order. I'm funded by me and my sponsors. You buying the DVDs, the sponsors. That's why I forget to the end of the show to even plug them. They all come at once, but please support them. Ted, I need to go back to Lindsey Williams. This is super hot, but I appreciate you coming on and waiting. Ted, what gold and silver do you have now at that lower price? Because It keeps going up. People need to take advantage of this.
Yeah, gold is up today. The dollar's dropping again today. Very sad day for the dollar. But gold is going up $7 and some odd cents today already. And the gold that I'm using right now, the stuff that I have that's trading at that $1,000 level is the British sovereigns and the francs. They're at 293 and 238. I'm not going to say a whole lot about this just because I don't have a whole lot left. And that would be the $10 Liberty. We have those at 818.50. Walking Liberty halves without a question. Still, Alex, I'm still offering those at 869. That is just an incredible, incredible buy with where silver is at right now. So I'd recommend that people get into that.
Chad, what is silver right now?
Well, silver is $17. Hang on a second. Let me just get the latest price for you real quick because, you know, it changes so fast.
It's $17.70.
$17.71 right now is what I show. So, you know, the market is real hot in that area as well. It's just been a really strong, strong market. Just like Lindsay's saying, the dollar's losing value. It's gonna lose value and it's losing it fast. I really don't want to interrupt Lindsay Williams. He's got such great information. But I can tell you, if you're looking to buy gold and silver, I don't know why you wouldn't be. I mean, if you have money in the stocks, the banks, CDs, I mean, you can just name it. If it's sitting, you know, in annuities, I mean, where are you gonna be? I mean, all this stuff is, you know, price based upon paper currency. Gold and silver is money and has been money for thousands and thousands of years. It dates back to Bank of England times, before the Bank of England even started to print fiat currency, you know. I mean, this is just, you know, a no-brainer. People should be in gold and silver.
Absolutely. What are the francs at and the sovereigns? I like the sovereigns.
Currently, the franc right now is at 238. The sovereign right now is at 293. And
that's still the lower price.
It is still the lower price.
How long can you hold that? When are you running out?
If I start breaking that 1,070 and my supply, it's just going to dry up. I'm hoping. Remember you said that you thought maybe gold would hit below $1,000 an ounce again? I am just, you know, salivating, hoping to get that possibility, because when that does happen, I'm going to be buying hands down.
Well, it appears it's found the new bottom at 1,040 to 1,060. It's just sitting there. Here's the number. Folks are there. This is a time machine. You can go back in time and get gold and silver from a silver market at $12 and change when it's at 17 and change, and gold when it was at the 1,000 level, when it's at 1,060, I mean, this, you cannot beat this type of deal if you're getting into precious metals. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted probably won't be able to hold this deal much longer. Give him a call. Tell him it's the Alex Jones special, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for being on with us.
Well, thanks for having me up. And, of course, thank the listeners for being so supportive of the Genesis Network and Midas. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ted. All right, going back to Lindsay Williams, his prediction earlier, well, the elite told him gold's only going to be going up. That is what your insider told you, correct, Lindsay?
Alex, the elite said to me, gold and silver are, I'm putting it word for word now. He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. Those are his words. And he said, this is our currency. Almost as if the American people have got the paper and the elite have got the gold and silver. He said, this is our currency. He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. 2 years from now, the dollar will be zilch. It will be dead. His exact words were, the dollar will be dead.
Is there any way to, and by the way, just for you, you've only given your number out once, and we're getting emails and calls asking for that toll-free number. Everybody get your pens and paper ready. At the end, he'll give it out three times in a row. If you want the new DVD he just did where he lays this all out, he rushed out. Lindsay wants to retire. How old are you, Lindsay?
73, but I'm not going to retire, Alex. I can't. There's too much exciting happening out here.
Well, you're doing a great job. Well, you look younger than 73, but the point is, I know you got this info, so you've rushed out and you're doing this. We're going to tell people how to get this and get it out to everybody at the end of the show. But just in the time we have left before tomorrow, we're going to go into more depth. 30 minutes into the start of the show, 11:30 Central, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. 10:30 Mountain, if you want to get technical. For everybody out there listening, when you're on with us for an hour and a half tomorrow, we've got 15 minutes left. So finish up with the spiritual issue, because you said he never talked a lot about that with you. He went off down into that. And then Homeland Security, more a prelude of what's coming tomorrow. And you also mentioned that they plan to destroy Barack Obama. Obviously, they build him up, they destroy him. Or what your inside intel is on that?
Well, 2 years ago, let's begin with Mr. Obama. Then I'll go back into the other part also. 2 years ago, he said to me, he said, McCain is our man. That was prior to the election. And I kept making the statement that McCain was going to be elected. Well, that isn't what he said. And I'm learning more and more to stick with his exact words, because these people are very precise in the way they word things. And that's the reason I've read some of his words today, such as the one about gold and silver. He said, gold and silver, all you can rely on. Now, he didn't say where it was going. He didn't say $2,000 an ounce, but you read between the lines and you get it for yourself. Now, they said 2 years ago, McCain is our man. Well, I said McCain's going to be elected. That isn't what he said. When he was not elected, I asked him about that this time, and oh my goodness, Alex, did I get an earful. Yes, they did want McCain in, and they expected to get him. But keep in mind, these people are not divine. They don't always get what they want. And Americans, you still have time to rise up in arms.
Well, Lindsay, let me stop you, though. There's one elite, but kind of like at a mafia commission meeting, they're all La Cosa Nostra, but they're different families. I know there's a Hegelian dialectic of the Fabian socialist and then a more rabid group. Could you not be talking to one arm of the New World Order? Because also a lot of elites wanted Obama.
Well, let's kind of get a pecking order here. You start out with probably no more than a dozen people. And at the very top, you know who they are. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush. You could not get any more elite of the elite than he and Kissinger. Well, there's probably no more than a dozen people in that elite of the elite. Then down from that, you've got a little bit larger group. And you come out of skull and bones and get down to some other group that may not know quite as much as what they know. Now, the gentleman that I know, he's not too far down the line. I wouldn't say that he's up there with where Kissinger and Bush Sr.
He's in the second tier.
He probably is, if I could guess, because he knows what goes on in the meetings. He knows the meetings like you attended and viewed them from the outside. He knows what goes on in those sort of meetings. So, yeah, he's pretty close down the line. Now, these people expected McCain to get in. They wanted McCain in. They financed McCain's program. And now that they got Obama, they've got, Obama's got trouble. I mean, ooh, my goodness. He made it known to me that if Obama doesn't straighten out, and I'm not going to use the word over the air, I can't. They even told me in the studio this past week, studio owner said, don't you dare say that here. He said, take that off the record. I'll just put it this way. If Obama doesn't straighten out and quit this haughty pride, arrogant, and not listening to them and doing things the way that he wants them done, he's in big trouble.
Wait a minute. You're saying from your source that at least one big strata of the elite will just say it. They're saying that they may, he's saying the elite may do a JFK on Obama?
You said it, I didn't.
I'm just reporting here. You're saying you have an inside source and that he's not saying he's going to do it. He's 80, almost 90, won't say his age, and he's just hearing that. Well, go ahead.
Well, they aren't satisfied with this man. This man is jumping out and doing things without their permission. And he is in some real hot water if he keeps up the way he's going. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me anything. Now, I in my DVD, I beg people. I say, don't you touch this man. None of you bunch of radicals out there. And I know there's some real hotheads listening to the program today. Don't you dare go out there and do anything to this man. He's going to kill himself. He's going to, I'm sorry, use the wrong word there. He is going to defeat himself in the very near future, and don't you dare go out there and touch him. Because if you do, you'll make a hero out of
but
it.
But see, you may, exactly, the elite love him from what I've seen and have built him up and given him Nobel Prizes. That's the elite of the elite. And the only way to make him a winner is to try something or hurt him that will then elevate him.
Well, they buy him by giving him a Nobel Peace Prize. They limit what he's able to do in certain areas by tying his hands. And so they're trying their best to tie him down so that they can get out of him what they want out of him. But this man is so unpredictable until even these people are having trouble with him. And it was indicated to me, this guy better be very careful what he's doing. I mean, it's startling. It's dangerous. Now, let me get into the next subject. We'll touch on that maybe a little bit more, but you're right. Everything you just said, all of the in-between-the-lines folks, you just read what Alex just said, because that's exactly the way it is. Now, let's get down to the elite, and two statements here. First of all, the elite have a God. Remember when George Bush, our previous president, to Mr. Obama, he used to use the expression all the time, God bless you. Well, fine. But most pastors fell for that line and thought that he was talking about their God. But no, quite to the contrary. The true and living God of the Bible is one God. The Bible talks about a second God.
Stay there. Stay there. We may have to go into overdrive. He's back live with us tomorrow. He's Lindsey Williams. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Look, I'm going to do 10 minutes of overdrive. I do more, but I got radio and TV interviews lined up off and on during the day. Also, they're over there building our new office in the space next door, but we've got to knock a hole from this office into the other office. I thought I would ceremonially, with a sledgehammer, boy, it's some thick, thick, thick sheetrocks. We'll see how wimpy I look banging that into the wall. It's not like regular sheetrock, man. This stuff's like that thick. I saw him in there with a sledgehammer a few months ago. I mean, it was just like, we'll see what happens. We'll see if I can man up and go through this wall. But there's some brick behind it, too, center block. I'll be bashing the daylights out of that. By the way, it's just about 48 hours. Wednesday at 3 p.m. when the show ends Central, we're going to release Fall of the Republic. And this film covers everything Lindsay's talking about. They are killing the dollar, killing our country, hardcore citizen spy rings, secret arrests, CPS, brainwashed population, TV mind control. Pre-order it at InfoWars.com today. It's not even pre-ordering anymore. We start shipping tomorrow. Order the DVD so you have it high quality. You'll get it in a few days. UPS goes everywhere in the country in like 3-4 days. The problem is we got thousands of orders. We got to hurry and get them out because the DVDs are coming in today. They're on their way here. They should probably already back there in the back. But we've got a tracking number. The point is, I've already got some that we overnighted, but the point is, from the factory, get it. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. These are the white blood cells against this disease of globalism. The films. And the power is not in me making a film and selling a few thousand copies. The power, I got to sell 20,000 of these just to make my money back or more. Probably, who knows if I'll even do that. Probably in a year I will. The point is, the issue is, it's not about the money. It's about the future. It's about beating the globalists. And if you'll get the DVD, make copies, get out to people, it's unstoppable. It'll premiere at prisonplanet.tv, burn it to disk, get fired up, get amped up, get ready. Now, I'm holding Lindsay over 10 minutes so we can finish up more of these key bullet points from this insider. But Lindsay, before you forget, give folks the toll-free number to call and order your different DVD sets. And this latest one that is just finished today, you shot it last week. Give people the number so they can call and get the latest DVD.
The new toll-free number. We had to put on 7 operators standing by waiting to take your calls. The new toll-free number is 888-799-6111. We'll give immediate shipment. We'll ship UPS if you'd like. We'll ship post office. We want to get it to you as quick as we can. 6 DVDs. You only buy 3. We've reduced the price. 6 DVDs. You buy 3, we will give you 3 as a gift.
Give them the number again. People just want the number.
The number is 888-799-6111. New toll-free number, 888-799-6111. 7 operators are standing by right now to take your calls. You've never seen such a beautiful outline as what we're giving in
Okay, Lindsay, stay there. We've got a break. I want to come back in the final 10 minutes in overdrive. This will not be on your AM and FM dial. This will not be on Global Shortwave. It'll be on prisonplanet.tv, later put all over the world, but live right now, and the audio streams at Infowars.com. You got to go to Infowars.com. There's all these other affiliate and radio links and other streams. Infowars.com. Click now to be able to hear the final 10 minutes, because, Lindsay, I want you to, we've only covered, I know, a page or so of your notes. Give us a preview of what's coming up tomorrow, 30 minutes into the show. This is so important. I believe Lindsay, his info's proven to be accurate. He does talk to a top globalist. He made the prediction almost 2 years ago here on the show that oil would drop to below 50. It did that for a solid year, as he said. Now he's giving us the latest inside intel. This is just as important when Jim Tucker gives us inside intel from Bilderberg Group meetings. We're looking into the crystal ball. Main transmission's ending now. God bless you all. Let's go into retransmission.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.